Boom! What's going on, everyone? This is Steve Larson. Welcome back to Sales Funnel Radio. And today, I want to talk to you a little bit about how to leverage information for whatever it is that you're doing.
I've spent the last 4 years learning from the most brilliant marketers today. And now I've left my 9-to-5 to take the plunge and build my million-dollar business. The real question is, how will I do it without VC funding or debt, completely from scratch? This podcast is here to give you the answer. Join me and follow along as I learn, apply, and share marketing strategies to grow my online business using only today's best internet sales funnels. My name is Steve Larson, and welcome to Sales Funnel Radio.
Hey guys, so I'm actually going to chop over here just a little bit into an actual, I was doing a live, it's Offermind Masterclass. A little while ago, I was doing some coaching. I've coached a lot of people now, obviously, but there's been some specific times where people ask me like, Steven, I don't know that this could work for me. And what I want to do is I want to bring your attention to actually a part here in Expert Secrets. I love this book, fantastic book. There is a part here. You know, there's always the things that people quote from this book. And there's this area, though, that I don't really hear many people quoting. And it's like this freaking gem that most people will just skip over. And you know, not making fun of anybody or anything, but I just want you to know that there is this piece right at the very beginning. We're talking about, actually, it's not even technically chapter one. This is all the introduction. And in the introduction of Expert Secrets, there's this gem that is dripped out that I don't know that most people understand this piece of it. There's a specific example I go through in this recording I'm about to cut over to, but I want to read this, okay? There are two ways to treat this book, okay? And at the beginning of this book, it says there's two types of expert businesses. The first type of expert business, okay, this is right here on page XXIII, okay? It's right at the beginning, so there's no page number. But there's two kinds of experts. And the first kind of expert is the expert who's selling information about their expertise itself, right? And that's all they do is they just sell information products. Information products are amazing because there's such huge amounts of margin in them, right? The major con is that people understand that there's not a lot of cost to fulfill. And if you guys have seen any of this show at all, you've seen me talk about that. The benefits of the info product or info products versus physical products, there's pros and cons pretty heavily between the two of them. I don't think that it's one or the other. I think that they should work together. But anyways, so the first type of business, if you're going to go read a book like this, is, hey, if you're an expert, if you wanted to sell information, here you go. The second kind, though, this is very key to understand. And I feel like this is the piece of leverage that I most often find people are not understanding. Okay. The first type, like I said, the first type is this is somebody who's just selling straight info products. The second type, though, is someone who is leveraging information products for an existing business. This is one of the fastest ways that I know of to go and blow up a company, okay? To go create an info product that sits in front of the actual thing that they do. Case in point, you're actually gonna see this example in the actual space. If I'm a musician, how good do I have to be at being a musician? Like, how much better than everybody else do I have to be to make a living as a musician? I gotta be like amongst the top, right? I have to have level 5 skills. And honestly, like it's like the tippy top that actually makes a lot of money, right? And so I might have level 5 skills, but be getting paid like level 2, right? Which is crazy. But it's interesting. Now let's say that I taught people how to go around and actually be a musician. How good do I have to be at selling information products as a musician? I could be literally like a level 2. It's literally the exact opposite. I could be level 1, level 2 at selling information, but it brings level 4 and 5 revenue. You see what I'm saying? There's a very fascinating relationship here, and it's what I'm actually going to show you guys. But this is case in point to that. It's actually what the beginning of Expert Secrets is talking about. It's saying, look, if you want to go in and leverage what it is that you're doing, understand that you can still do whatever you want to in this life. Just also add a little info product on how you're doing what you're doing, and a lot of revenue comes away, and you really don't have to be that amazing at it. Your product should be good, but I'm saying you don't need to be a level million level seller and marketer to make a lot of money with it, right? So anyways, there is a part in this book, though, right at the very beginning that says this. It says, when you're going to leverage information products as fuel for your current business, it says, complicated sales will come easy because the information products will indoctrinate potential customers about why they need your products. And I found the same thing to be true. Those of you guys who listen to my podcast, you are easier consumers of my sales messages later on. That's no surprise. You've spent time with me as I am speaking to you or in your ears with a podcast. Make sense? Next point. You'll be positioned as an expert instead of a commodity, right? And people will pay you more for the same thing they could get somewhere else, right? All other options will become irrelevant. Price resistance will disappear and future sales will become easier. It's a very powerful point. Next point. You will be able to acquire unlimited customers for free. Which is very true. I have more leads right now than we can actually handle. My business, the major focus in the last few months and the huge focus moving forward has been, how can we actually handle all the leads that we get, right? That's because I publish. That's because I have information products. That's because I've matched up on purpose. This is by design at the beginning. My actual expertise in what I do plus the information space, okay? And that doesn't mean you have to go and create the same kinds of things everyone else has out there, right? I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying you have to couple it together, okay? You'll be able to acquire unlimited customers for free. So every back-end sale you make will result in 100% profit, right? You will be able to grow much faster, right? And he said, this book has taken me over a decade to earn through trial and error, making thousands of offers to millions of people. I'm only sharing strategies and tactics that are proven to work. Hope you enjoy the book. Okay, and I just love that as an intro. And so what I wanted to do real fast is chop over to me specifically talking about a scenario or a lady I was coaching. And she's amazing. She's a musician, okay? I think I go through an example of an artist as a musician. Anyway, so let's hop over there real quick here. And I think you guys will like it. It's a bit of a shorter episode, but I just want, this is for everybody specifically out there who says things like, I don't know if this is for me. My gosh, yes, it is. What expertise do you carry in this world? Teach it. Make a course about it. And you're like, I don't know how to do that. There are a million things out there now to teach you how to do that. The question is no longer, are the models out there? The question is no longer, do I have the tools out there? It's no longer that anymore. It's more about belief.
Hey, I hope you're enjoying the episode. Let me interrupt for just 1 minute here. One time I was speaking on the stage at this event, this guy picked up a microphone and he said, Steve, when do Facebook ads begin paying off? And I remember looking confused and just asking back, like, what do you mean? He repeated the question and said, well, we've been spending a lot of money on Facebook ads for a long time now, and we're just wondering when this begins to all pay off, when we actually start making money from the ad. I said, wait, Facebook ads are not an investment. They don't pay off someday. This is direct response marketing. So if we don't get a payoff within the first few days, we turn off the ads. How much money have you spent? I will never forget the look at this guy's face as he realized he had the completely wrong mindset about ads. And he said, we've spent over $250,000 without any return on ads at all. My stomach fell out of my body. Look, this is direct response marketing, meaning we measure the direct response of our marketing. That's why ads are the holy grail of marketing. They're not an investment that pays off someday, sorry colleges, because every dollar spent on ads should return with another dollar very soon. That's what my good friend John Parks and I are doing the Chief Ads Officer Workshop on May 15th through the 17th. John has spent over $150 million in Facebook ads profitably and manages the ads accounts for some of the biggest names out there. John is going to take 50 business owners through his unique Facebook ads process while you follow along. At the end, you're going to have your own account running. I simply asked John to show us what's working best today in the ads world right now. John told me that one of the hardest parts of running ads today is finding the right person to do it. Traditional org charts don't really have a spot for the ad buyer, so this workshop will help you install a new role, whether in-house or if you go hire, the new role of Chief Ads Officer inside your business. This workshop is both for those who want to learn ads themselves or for those who want to learn to communicate with their media buyer better. The workshop is only happening one time in person in my event studio in Boise, Idaho, May 15th through the 17th, and all the details are at chiefadsofficer.com. Go to chiefadsofficer.com right now to save your seat and get more details. We can't wait to see you there. Let's get back to the episode.
So if I can at least just tell you a cool story, which we're going to cut over to in a little bit, can help those of you guys who haven't launched anything yet. I mean, if you've been listening to my podcast for like 6 months and you still haven't put a product yet, let me give a little tough love and like make you self-aware of that, right? Can I say sack up? Is that all right? Okay, but go for it. Launch something. Just get it out the door. You're not going to make it perfect. You can't. You're not the one buying it. So get it out the door and start being able to measure. Let's cut over real quick to a cool example of me inside of the OfferLab Masterclass. I'm sorry, OfferMind Masterclass. And you guys will be able to see a kind of a, it's fast, but a neat little case study. It's kind of a quick episode, but I think you should find it valuable and powerful. Simplify and move. Thanks, guys. Let's cut over. There was a lady that I was coaching. It's probably only like 3 or 4 weeks ago. And she's a musician and she's a very nice lady. She was awesome. Now, watch this scenario real quick here. This should be very, very encouraging for a lot of you guys who are like trying to figure out if you should move forward on something like this. This is an amazing opportunity, okay? And I feel weird. Makes me feel all biz-oppy, but it's true though. It is a huge opportunity and it changes the whole business model as we know it. Here's what's interesting about this, okay? If I go in, how amazing do you have to be to make money as an artist? You got to be really good, right? I'm saying really, really good, right? For you to make money as a musician, we're talking the top, tippity, top, 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 right? All the way to the top in order to make, for you to make actual cash with this stuff. Okay, artist skill, okay, it's got to be a 5. You got to be really, 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 really good, okay? And how much money do you make as an artist traditionally, typically, stereotypically, right? Like a 1, right? You make like no cash, you really, right? And we all know that. Like, oh, that's starving artist is a term for a reason, okay? And here's what's fascinating. If you were to be somewhat of a good artist, but teach other people certain types of strategies, or let's say the history of art or the history of whatever music piece that you've learned how to play or whatever, you actually can combine information with artist. And that is where massive people cash flow very hard now, right? So if I go in and I say, if I first lead with info, then I sell how-to stuff that is really, truly valuable, right? What's the skill level I need in order to make money in the info product space right now? I'm going to say a 1, okay? Because there's a lot of people who are just really, really bad at selling it, but they have a good thing. They're just bad at selling it and they still make great money, or enough money to massively supplement their income or pay bills or whatever, okay? You can be quite bad at this and make good cash. Boop, right? That's why it's such a huge deal. So if you're going to go in here, like understand that one of the things I like to look at here is, right, if I go break even, I got break even with this whole thing. If I'm selling a $1,000 thing or a $500 thing, which is not abnormal for the internet. And if you have any kind of aversion to that, as I say that, price, $1,000, I'd never pay $1,000. You're not buying it, right? You're not the one buying it. Get over it. Historical price points around info product space is around 500 to even 3,000 bucks. Okay. So if I wouldn't buy it. Well, first of all, make sure you're making a good thing. Hopefully that's not the reason why you wouldn't buy it. Second of all, like, understand that people are already buying that like crazy. So we have a $1,000 product right now that we're out selling. It costs us about $100 to $130, $150 to generate one buyer. Okay. But one buyer is worth how much? $1,000. And we're about to raise the price of that. So there's a few things I go do with it. I can now remove my ad costs, which is what we did. We start selling a small product in front of it for only $57. And we get about 4 or 5 $57 purchases for every $1,000 purchase. Now, if you notice what just happened there, if we're spending $120 to $150 to generate a $1,000 buyer, but now we're doing five times $57? $200, which means now that $200 goes towards spending ads, which is previously what we were spending to generate a buyer. We just liquidated our ad cost. Now it's literally basically $1,000 pure profit, and they come in multiple times a day. Okay, so what should I go do? What I always do, I started a podcast for that particular product and it fuels it. And all this money that came in, we just took that cash and dumped it right back into ads. And now we have something at the top and we have another thing at the top. Okay, and It's stupid easy when you start looking at numbers that way with this whole game, okay? But when you combine info as some, because people will pay for information, and because it's really, has this not been valuable? I mean, come on, this is ridiculous, right? This is ridiculous. I know that this is a little bit, maybe even too far and intense is what I should be going on for this free thing, right? Anyway, that's why it works so well. That is actually the purpose of my course, Offer Lab. Okay. It's a year-long coaching program with me and a bunch of other coaches that came from my Rolodex. And then it's a specific 3-day event where you go through and you're highly prepared. There's a lot of material heavy guys go through and it's very fill in the blank. Then you come into the actual event and we're looking at it. It's workshop-ish. Okay. It's not me just spreckening. Okay. And it's everything about helping an individual launch their core offer. That's why Offer Lab was built. So dang afraid of choosing the wrong market. But as he said, just pick one and later you can expand. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, yeah. Take the pressure down and understand that all these choices don't actually sit on your shoulders, which is one of the it's such a good thing to realize as an entrepreneur. My ability to be successful with this is actually, it's not so much on my shoulders as it is like as far as the decision making. All I have to do is learn how to listen to what the market's been telling me to do and then put it in these frameworks and just move, right? What I'm doing right now, the reason I knew how to do it is because I learned it as a strategy and then I've been listening to the market and I realized a lot of people have questions about OfferMind recordings that I don't think I actually went through in those. That's why this is more valuable in my opinion, my honest opinion, than last year's OfferMind recordings.
Boom. If you're just starting out, you're probably studying a lot. That's good. You're probably geeking out on all the strategies also, right? That's also good. But the hardest part is figuring out what the market wants to buy and how you should sell it to them, right? That's also what I struggled with for a while until I learned the formula. So I created a special mastermind called an OfferMind to get you on track with the right offer and more importantly, the right sales script to get it off the ground and sell it. Wanna come? There's small groups on purpose so I can answer your direct questions in person for 2 straight days. You can hold your spot by going to OfferMind.com. Again, that's OfferMind.com.